You said you had a sense of deja vu that we've had this conversation.
Yeah. Just a real massive sense that I know what you're going to say. Anyway, I don't know, and I've...
Have we seen the same
thing? I know, you mean...
For so many years.
I know you have. But it's like, it's not... It's more tangible than that. It's a real sense that...
So if you're assuming... If there's an arbitrary start point and stop point, then there's going to be a sense of time, isn't there?
Yeah.
Start point being when I was born.
Yeah.
Stop point being when I die. I think you said in between the recordings that you realise you've never fully looked at that assumption.
No. No, I've never looked at the idea that I wasn't born, really, truthfully, you know.
So if I assume that that's true, I was born at such and such a time and date, then everything else has to be excluded from before that.
Mm.
And from every other body experiencing in this world has to be excluded
yeah.
in that assumption, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I was born here.
You're saying I'm starting then.
Yeah. Right. And this location, this body, mm. is where it's at, and everything else is less mm. relevant. So as you, the sense of deja vu, it's really when you start to see through time, isn't it?
Mm.
That even... I was here even before the body was born, but I was also everywhere.
Mm.
Everyone's experience, everything that is. Then it kind of, it's sometimes it feels like deja vu, sometimes it feels just more like a constancy. There's a sense of deja vu that really is, there can be nothing different than I can experience.
Mm.
I've done this before. Oh. It's really a sense of... everything I experience the rest of my entire life, even if I somehow get on a spaceship and go to the other edge of the universe, it's going to be me, still me, same mm. thing, isn't it? It's like familiarity, that sense of, I know what this is, I've done this before. Because mm. you have, right? Mm. Everything you've experienced is yourself.
So it's bound to be familiar then, isn't it?
Yeah. Which is why it's called omniscience, because you know everything. Mm. You know it. There's nothing that exists that isn't you. How could you not know it? Even stuff that hasn't taken any shape yet and won't for thousands of years is going to be you.
So really, just the assumption that you are...
We're going to go there today then. Go on.
So just
the... You know that one you just said right, that you didn't want to do?
So just the assumption that you are separate and that you have your birth, your timeline, your birth, your born, then you die. Someone's either have some of them really basic assumptions.
Which everyone has that one, don't they?
Yeah. That straight away kind of cuts you off from...
Everything else. You're limited then from being all of time and space, all of eternity, everywhere.
Yeah.
To suddenly 70, 80, 90, 100 years worth of experience in one body only.
But they're really
no
simple.
No wonder that's painful, right?
They're really simple assumptions, yeah. though, aren't they?
But if you believe that to be true.
True, yeah.
Then you'll have that real experience. It won't even occur to you to question. Mm. That assumption.
Yeah.
In fact, it sounds ludicrous when a teacher first says you were never born, you're never going to die.
Yeah.
Why? It's just totally alien, isn't it?
Yeah. Because it's almost like that. You want me to be... It's a very separate thing, isn't it? You want to find out what the truth is.
But it's and very we try to experience it here only.
Yeah,
here and that's only. Where we suffer.
Yeah. You know?
Some beings seem to have more of a natural capacity to... They kind of fall in love with being shocked.
Mm.
I remember watching people cringe when their assumptions were crushed. But I was somewhat masochistic somehow that way. Like, crush them.
Yeah,
destroy
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Of course, life did quite a lot, you know. Even with that feeling, there was still plenty that I had to have crushed by life until, you know, I wasn't willing to look.
Yeah.
Because with the idea I was born comes the idea I'm a woman, I'm 43 years old, I'm married, I'm single, I'm whatever it is, I've got this many kids, I live in this place, I like to do this, I like to eat that, I don't like this, I'm interested in this, I'm awake, I'm asleep. All of that becomes irrelevant, doesn't it, from that one assumption. But consequently, undoing that one assumption, everything else is swept away. You've undone a lot of the work. And what can you really know to be true about your life and your existence if you were never born?
Yeah.
It gets very simple very quickly, doesn't it?
And obviously you still walk around in the world.
You won't have that sense anymore, really. Yeah, okay. Very rudimentary, very basic, that you could pay attention to if you really need to. Something's operating, keeping this body moving where it needs to be. It'll get up at the right time and go on the school run. And it'll eat when it's hungry and stuff like that. There's a sense of I. I'm not aware of it. I'd have to really pay attention. To notice that now. Because I just don't want to focus in anywhere.
Yeah.
It's like when I've got this entire massive stadium of reality, why would I focus on one person across the stand?
Yeah, yeah.
When there's all the rest of it that I'd be missing. It takes a real desire to want to see your assumptions before you can see them. Because we're programmed to stick to the familiar.
Yeah.
But there's nothing more familiar than you, back to deja vu, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. I can see that, I'm assuming in some way that. That this is what I've experienced so far in this, with this human body around me and thoughts and stuff, is the only way that I can, like, I exist, if you like.
Yeah. But this here is your experience too.
Yeah.
This one sitting across is your experience.
Yeah. Yeah. That's quite funny, isn't it?
And you're experiencing what it's like to be empty space in between.
Yeah.
So you can't, you know, it just becomes clearer and clearer what the assumptions have been.
Yeah.
But that familiar feeling begins to be safer and more comforting than anything else. Because you know it's you. Everything you could ever meet is you. That there's nothing that can threaten you. That isn't you, you know, that's different to you or other than you.
It's all you.
I don't know for certain that that's what deja vu is, but that's how it felt to me, a sense of, hang on, this is no different than it was. I've done this before.
It's like familiarity.
Constancy begins to make itself, the alwaysness. You know, it's just becomes clearer. You know, I've... you know, some beings can remember conversations that have happened across the other side of the world because it's them still.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, nowhere near where that physical body is. And not even the same time period, even. It could be. Because it's all you. It's all you. The idea of difference begins to dissolve. If it's only me and there's only now, then there really isn't any later or earlier or far away or close by, or only if you're taking a reference point of a particular body, human body.
So there's no...
only one particular human body, I should say.
So there's no time at all then, is there?
No. There'll be the appearance of time lived out through one body.
Yeah.
Time starts when the body starts.
Yeah.
And it ends when the body ends. Even that's not true, is it? I mean, it ends at night time in deep sleep. There's no... I hate to say those words.
But... don't talk about deep sleep.
But it's gone even then, hasn't it?
Mm.
You wake up and you've got no idea how long you've been asleep until you look at a clock. Or something. And the alarm goes off and it feels like 2 hours since you went to sleep. Or...
so because there's only now... that means all the things that we think has happened in the past has happened now.
So what's to limit your access to them then? The assumption that they're gone.
Yeah.
Or they happened to someone else. They're very powerful assumptions.
Yeah.
In a way, you can get fascinated with this, you know, all times and all experiences. But then it seemed to all be me anyway. It loses its... the interest in what is somebody else's experience, what's it like, what's everyone experiencing, becomes less and less appealing. Because it's just going to be the same as you. Because it is you. At the same time, there's a kind of a curiosity of what, how have I limited myself?
Yeah.
Of always being this omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient being. What assumptions am I? If I'm not living like that, then I'm still assuming something.
Yeah.
It's colouring and watering it's, down my experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
The moment I pick up this idea that I was born, or I am this body, which means I believe I was born.
Yeah.
And I get ill, and I die, I get old.
God, so, yeah, well.
All ideas of aging, deterioration, diminishing, you know, all that starts to go, difference.
Yeah.
There's no difference between a human body and a blade of grass. One isn't more sentient than the other.
Yeah, totally.
I saw something on Facebook this morning, shared by my friend Rhonda. It was a CCTV footage of a zoo. I think, when all the staff had gone, and an elephant came and picked up some cans with its trunk that had been left, you know, the drink cans, put them in the bin. An elephant. So it really begins to break down these ideas of an animal is less intelligent.
Yeah. Do you see that clip? There was a clip, talking about elephants, there was a clip that of a, was it on the TV? I can't remember, but it was basically this old, quite old father. I think the leader of the herd had died somewhere in Africa, I think. And initially the initial herd would just stayed with him and put the trunks on him and just was there for him. But it turned out over the next few days, other herds came in and paid their respects to this elephant and just...
So how did they know?
Yeah. So there's about 500 elephants in the end.
So which elephant posted a letter or sent an email or told the other herds?
Yeah.
How did they know?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
How do birds know when they all turn at the same time? How does the school or shoal of fish?
Yeah, they do that as well, don't they?
How do they know? Unless there's no thinking that I am different. Separate to these other fish.
Yeah.
They've instantly got access to what the instinct of all of them is.
Yeah.
It just becomes very clear in nature.
Yeah. So the park rangers just watch the herd after herd coming over and just doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Paying their respects kind of thing. Thought, like, wow.
And that's you.
Yeah.
That's you doing that.
Yeah.
So it begins to... You'll never look at a wall the same again. God, that's like the self. That is the vast... That is Krishna looking at me. Being a wall.
Yeah, it's the answer, isn't it?
That's me, that is.
Mm.
What is Christ? Well, you can never get to the end of that question.
No.
And thank goodness.
No.
It's infinite, isn't it? And it's...
So that's where it comes from, like, the thing about always, like... paying attention to the journey rather than the end.
You only have now.
Yeah.
But that isn't a bad thing when now is always.
Yeah.
Immortality we're talking about here.
Mm.
To realise your own immortal nature forms may form and may dissolve again back into an elemental state.
Mm.
It's constantly going on. Those forms are the formlessness holding itself in a shape.